Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
And we have no strong feelings about Harry Potter. You're with Drim and the Worm.
That's true. We are at 1 hour, 20 minutes, 28 seconds. And that's
Two?
The start of the chunk.
Yeah.
And then we ended this chunk at 1 hour, 30 minutes, 54 seconds.
Yeah. Scenes are getting a little longer.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Boy, and now to springboard off that. Wow, cool.
Yeah, and at the end of my volley, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's great. Oh, it's so good. My favorite part of the volleyball is when someone slams the ball into the dirt after catching it and then is like, and now you hit the ball.
And now that went directly to you.
Uh-huh.
So now
we are at a we get to see young Hagrid with the children.
A beautiful stole.
What?
Over his shoulders.
Oh, he does. I was confusing it with a later Hagrid bit.
I think it's just like a really big... Is it like a big ferret or is it just a yucky, yucky fox?
It's probably one of those magic animals that's just like, hey, it's a big dog. It's a dog, but bad.
Yeah.
Oh, watch out for the Grimblewits.
Oh, not it's the Grimblewits.
It's a big, dirty dog.
It's a big, dirty dog.
How do you get a Grimblewits? Well, you get a big dog and then it goes ever so dirty.
You get a big dog and then you get a rake. Skitchy, scatchy, scotcha, Grimblewits.
Do you reckon Aussie wizards ride rakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Seems like something we do, bloody larrikins. In the book...
Oh, that'd be great. Like, I wonder, like, Aussie wizards, like, their wands are made out of... This one's pure gum.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
With a yowie core.
Just like...
Just a rolled up yowie face in a gum tree branch.
Well, because, like, Ollivander's is, like, the fancy wand place.
Mm.
Certainly somewhere else in, like, Diagon Alley or whatever the fuck it is. Certainly Binzos. Somewhere else there's someone who's, like... someone, you know, a fresh-faced young wizard wanders in to Binzo's.
Yeah.
And Binzo's like, all right, let's get you wanded. And he's like, oh, what's this one made of? And he's like, wood. It's fucking wood. It's good wood. Just fucking...
It makes no fucking difference.
Go ahead. Cast your dick-enlargening spell with it best as you can with the other... Oh, don't... We all know what he's going to do with it. We all know. We've all done it. Thwomp. We've all done it.
When really you should be making a pussy and smallening spell.
Yeah.
That's what really matters.
Saves time for you and gives your missus a nice little travel-sized pussy.
Because you know when your missus is packing for a holiday and she packs all her big pussies and you're like, come on, love, we've got the travel scrabble. Get your travel pussy.
Yeah, you don't want to be there right by the bag having to roll the lips of the labia so they fit in the sides.
We've got our four-poster flaps at home. Just bring your trundle flaps to this holiday.
Yeah, the ideal pussy is approximately the size of a Cadbury's favourite.
Which one, Boost?
Yeah.
Remember when they added Boost?
Oh, so good. What a great day.
So good.
Can't wait for the day they retire Moro.
I was just about to say that!
Wow. Cool. Sorry.
There's got to be a spell that removes all the Moros from the favourites.
Sorry, do you have a spell that gives me just normal-sized chockies? That laugh was entirely at the voice.
What?
Hey, fun fact about this scene. In the books, Hagrid bought Fluffy from a Greek guy, but they changed it in the movie to him buying Fluffy from an Irish guy. Fluffy, of course, the three-headed dog of Harry Potter fame.
Why did they change it?
Well, because in the books it reads as a cute reference to Greek mythology where Fluffy enters from. In the movies, it's like, why does it matter that he was Greek? Also, very unbelievable that a Greek guy is hanging out in Hogsmeade.
Hello, dog for sale.
All right, who wants three dogs for sale? Is this a bonus or a flaw?
Yeah. I swear to God, there are two other bodies inside this body. Hard to see, though. It's three dogs. Just doesn't look it.
Listen,
okay, can't do this voice in about 10 years.
You got three bowls, but only one dog's worth of food. Do I have the dog for you?
It's all these bowls.
Yeah.
And only one tin of food.
I wonder if this voice is okay even now.
Mm-hmm.
Having doubts.
Next, we cut to Harry and Ron.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, in this explanation,
oh, yes.
Hermione says she's persuading Hagrid that Snape is casting a spell. And she says, I know spells when I see them. I've read all about them. It's like, we get it, dude. Your boyfriend's a book. You've married a book. Fine. You're in love with a word. Who cares, dude? Of course you've read all about them. You just found out they exist.
Look how many paper cuts are on my tongue. I know about spells.
All right, we get it. You lick the books.
Mm, you French your dictionary. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I guess that... Is licking the books easier than licking your finger to turn the page?
Yeah.
I think so too. Instead of raising the hand to your mouth, you just bend your neck to the page.
Yes.
Give it a lick and then blow it over.
I just... Right under the book. And then I open up my fucking Kindle because I'm not 50.
Yeah.
Or I am. Whatever you think about Kindles, apply it.
Hey, guys.
Either I'm not 50 or I am.
Sometimes Demi's just going to give you the joke and you can assemble it to however your stereotypes of the world work.
Take your Allen key because mine's dead.
Oh, boy.
My dad's name's Alan, for context, and he died recently.
We also find the first thing that Hermione doesn't know, which is the name of Nicholas Flamel.
Mm.
Yeah. And
which, I don't know, it seems like, you know, once we get the context later of who he is, really seems like she should know. But
well, she's also got to learn, like, a lot of the fucking wizards. Like, there's so many of them, and everyone's done a thing. Like, she'd have to have learned.
Yeah, she had to learn all the basics, like, really quick, too.
And she has to learn about building. Like, she's deploying her knowledge in a strange way. She learned the history of Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah, building.
Yeah. She was like, oh, great. You know what's cool to learn about? School.
You mean this school's fucking proud of itself. Learn about me.
Yeah.
The teaching building.
Hermione. Hello. Do you have any books about libraries?
This song's about guitars.
I mean, that does sound cool.
Yeah.
The difference there is that both of those things are cool.
Yeah, true.
We open on also a clear switch to Christmas by wintry Hogwarts and Hagrid dragging a big tree home to fuck.
Yeah, because he's kind of like Hermione, but he's like, I don't like when they're cut up and have words on them.
Yeah, he's a purist in that he only likes the tree before all that garbage happens to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to Harry and Ron playing wizard's chess.
Yes.
Which Hermione thinks is totally barbaric.
Well, that's wizard's chess.
Not witch's chess. Only wizards.
Welcome to Boytown, bitch. there's witch's chess over there. The pieces don't break each other. Wizard's chess is a profoundly bad investment. You get like one game out of a set of wizard's chess.
Witch's chess is checkers and everybody wins. Fuck off.
Witch's chess is just snakes and ladders.
Aww.
Perhaps you'd like to roll this dice.
But you're allowed to climb the ladders and, if you choose, climb the snakes.
Oh.
Put your snake climbing shoes on. Yeah, we're all going to win.
In the world of magic, anything is possible.
It's true.
Well, they play wizard's chess. The queen absolutely wallops one of Harry's pieces, his knight, I believe, with her chair.
Knight to e5.
Yep, setting up that Ron is... for some reason, very good at chess.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I mean, yeah, Maisie.
Yeah. Did
hey,
you
Maisie.
Ever? Hello.
Remember Maisie the mouse? Just wanted to bring it up.
Okay, no, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, maybe it's like, you know, because chess, I guess, in like our, I don't know, what is it? We live in a society. It's like difficult because we're not magic. So maybe, you know, wizard's chess is like, I'm an oaf. I love chess. Know what I mean? Because Ron is meant to be like kind of dumb.
I think it's his one. I think it's the part of him that breaks his stereotype, though.
Right.
That
okay.
he's really good at chess.
Yeah.
You know, it's the one thing he has going for him.
Yes.
Is his elite actions per minute that put him in the top ELO of wizard's chess. Do you ever play chess?
Nah, I'm
Me
rubbish
neither.
At it.
I
would
have
thought that
rules.
You would. Yeah, you would have to. For your
just
fancy boy school.
Oh, right. No, no.
Not like they would
no,
make you at
no.
school.
we played like... I remember playing one game and being really annoyed that it...
it was soggy biscuit.
I remember playing one game of soggy chess. Different to how it looks in the movies.
Yeah, I don't know why I had to swallow every piece. And I didn't get to come on anything. Mm. But that soggy chess...
Yeah. That's barbaric.
Yeah.
No problem.
They're all white pieces.
There we go. I got annoyed at chess because you could only move one piece at a time. And I was like, well, that means I can't charge. Because I was looking at the board. I was like, well, obviously you just charge with all the foot soldiers. And then you use the cavalry on the side. What?
One at a time. Why? Why would that be?
Okay, so I've got one good piece. Well, that sucks shit. I want all good pieces.
Well, why don't we form into a line like at the hot gates?
Mm.
We'll all be holding spears.
There we
have
go.
Our defense, right? They try and they bottleneck by the hot gates. We come in, stab them in the legs, run them down.
Mm.
300.
300.
Doesn't matter what time of day it is, just as long as it looks cool. Leonidas, big ponytail.
Oh, do you want to see my Zack Snyder impression?
I don't know who that is, but yes.
It's the director of that film.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming out to the premiere of 300. What's that? Oh.
This is my movie all about my favorite time of day, 3 o'clock.
Mm.
Wait, what?
Huh? Bottoms.
Okay.
Is that why?
Then we move on to
Do you reckon any other movie has impacted male fitness plans as much as 300? I don't think so, no. Because the amount of fucking workouts that were out there branded like the 300 Spartan workout or Get Ripped Like a Spartan Guy.
Yeah.
Even now, like, you know, Get Ripped Like a Spartan Guy. That was my one. It didn't catch on.
Yeah, that was your one.
Hey, guys, come on.
Yeah.
Come on over. Come on over here. Put on a helmet. Do some curls. All right. See you guys later.
Anyone want some sandals?
All right. And that's sandals, the tagline.
Sandals and a cape.
Welcome to Sandal Town. We'll get you buff.
It's revealed Harry and Ron are both staying at school for Christmas. Well, that's good. You can help Harry. He's going to look in the library for info about Nicholas Flamel. Mm. Oh, but we've looked 100 times. Not in the restricted section. Mm. I heard he was a cam girl.
Yeah.
So
Harry wears his invisibility cloak to click the yes, I am 18. And then has to take it off to fit through the bead curtain.
Because, but it's like he's never, because they don't have like gaffer tape at Hogwarts, so he can't tape up the camera on his laptop, so yeah. He just puts on the cloak instead.
What's this, Harry? The restricted section's full of all these tiny return chutes in the walls. Oh, it's not a book. Filch on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Hoping Miss Norris wanders up and gives it a lick. We have, is it pretty brutal that Ron's parents have just left him at boarding school for Christmas?
Yeah, did he say why? I wasn't.
Yeah, they were visiting his brother in Hungary because he's working with dragons there.
I mean, doesn't that probably happen at boarding schools, doesn't it? I think that, sometimes it's just... Plus, Christmas is in, the middle of their school year.
Yeah, but he could, it's not like it would take them a long time to travel there.
Oh, yeah.
Or cost them anything to fly Ron.
Hmm.
It's just saying, hey, we're just gonna, You get it, right? You get why you have to...
Ron, you're at
stay
a...
at school.
You're right? At a difficult age.
Yeah.
And we don't enjoy you, so...
Yeah. Hey, we're going to knit you a sweater that says R for restricted to Hogwarts. You get knitted a sweater
Make
for
sure
Christmas.
No one under 18 fucks you.
Then he gets given his cloak.
Oh, no. There's at the top of the stairs, Merry, Happy Christmas, Harry. Happy Christmas, Ron. And then come see what you've got under the tree. And then I've got presents. Mm. Not on stage, honey. But yes, Harry gets presents.
Roast him, honey.
Oh, drag to high heavens, darling. Did I get loud?
Yes, you're always very loud.
I'm sorry.
You're impossible to level on a podcast because your mic technique varies every fucking time. And whenever you get loud, you either press the mic closer to your face or further away.
Yes. Yes.
Great.
It's my technique.
To answer your question beforehand, you are editing this one.
Teshniqua.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So they get their presents. Harry gets his invisibility cloak.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Harry.
Yes, well done.
For getting his big floating head. Him being scared. What if the invisibility cloak? Because his first reaction is, my body's gone.
Yeah.
What if, from the moment he puts the cloak on, Harry is just a floating head?
God, that'd be awesome. That'd be great.
Right? It's the cloak's whole purpose is, oh no, you just don't have a body.
You don't have a body anymore.
You're floating head.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have read the tag.
And somehow
don't linen wash. This will delete your body.
And somehow he gets into the headless hunt before Nearly Headless Nick. And he's like, he's all head. Why can't I join?
Well, I don't know. Just if one of us wants to have a head, we should, you know, we like having him around.
Yeah.
We have one exception to the rule, and it's him.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Going to go and kiss a woman 30 years my junior.
And it's not Billy Connolly, it's John Cleese.
It is John Cleese.
I have to remember that every time.
I know.
He looks exactly like Billy Connolly.
We see my favorite character in this section of the movie.
Tell me.
Screaming Facebook.
Oh, yeah. So Harry's got his, he goes into the restricted section with his invisibility cloak on.
Yep.
We see an arm. What if, I was about to say Scrooge. What if Filch ran in and was like, the arms are loose again.
Oh no, it starts plugging up all his holes. please not more. Throwing the cat.
Oh, but then they all rush towards the cat to give it a pat.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
screaming book face, I love.
Yes.
They take a book off the wall, it immediately is like, ah, no!
Ooh, Harry shuts it.
Yeah, it's still screaming.
So funny. Harry's,
just a book that doesn't want to be read?
I think so.
Hmm. I like that.
I like it too. Don't!
Stop it!
No, Barley's. Don't.
Oh, Barley's is your Adelaide equivalent of saying bar.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
I think true is Barley's. I think Barley's is yes.
No, bar is the true. Bar is true.
No.
Which means no one can tip you or tag you.
Yeah, I think Barley's is the best.
Did you play Tip?
Chasey.
Wow. We're so different, you and I.
Yeah, band Kiss Chasey?
Yeah.
Were they from Adelaide?
Don't know.
Because if they use Chasey, I wonder if other states have Chasey. Interesting Australia facts alarm.
He gets chased off by Filch, detected by Ms. Norris,
who puts back on his disappearance kimono.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be
his go away nightie.
Oh no.
Ooh, we've heard reports of a floating willy in the restriction section.
Yes. It'll be nothing. Probably just the boys at a new game of soggy book. Crazy move by Snape here. Snape, he runs into Snape and Quirrell.
Mm.
Snape pressing Quirrell up against a wall in a move that spawned 1,000 fanfics. And Snape thinks he detects something, just reaches out towards the invisibility cloak and then makes a grab and then looks at his hand in a move that would thoroughly undermine his standing with Quirrell.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I thought I saw a spider web.
Hmm.
Didn't want to walk into it. Do you reckon in any of the fanfics where Snape fucks Quirrell, he skull fucks him and the dick comes out of Voldemort's mouth at the back of his head?
I think when you come in Quirrell's mouth, it comes out of Voldemort's nose.
No, again.
What nose?
Him sneezing. Comes out of his little slits.
Filch comes in holding the broken lamp. I found this in the restricted section. It's still hot. That means there's a student out of bed. Mm. And then they all sort of rush to find the student out of bed, I assume, because, oh no, he needs his beauty sleep.
Yeah, we gotta make him pretty. It can't be without sleep. It's the most anabolic thing the body can do.
That's a big thing people love to say.
You take it, you lose calories eating a nap. Eating a nap? That's a fun one, isn't it?
The best thing you can do to build muscle, apart from go to the gym, is get 8 hours of sleep a night.
Apparently.
Yes.
Yes. Well, not muscle. Your eyelids.
Yeah.
Shut up.
If you're getting REM and they're flickering away, they are going to be chunky AF.
Movement nerd. Boy loves to move.
We get a big mirror, Demi.
Yes. So Harry running away from the teachers and that one guy who lives in the castle.
Yeah, the janitor, the cat-owning janitor.
Cat-owning janitor that's there forever.
As much as... we found a lot of great facts. I think my favorite fact is still that the guy who plays Filch just rented out a cottage to live at alone in the lead up to this movie. Because that absolutely smacks of... Like, that's not preparation. You just wanted to do
you
that, man.
You just wanted to do it, dude.
And that rules.
You can just say that. You don't need to...
I love it. I think if he says it, though, he gets to claim it on tax.
True. Do you reckon... I reckon that actor, and I'm not sure of his name, I think he probably takes a lot of baths. I think he probably takes nice bubble baths or potentially puts like a petal-filled bath bomb in there.
Huh.
That's the vibe that I get from him.
His name is David Bradley, by the way.
David Bradley.
The English actor. He also played Walder Frey in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Ooh. He was in Await Further Instructions.
What's Await Further Instructions?
It was the one that we watched where it was like the second coming of Christ and that family got trapped in their house on Christmas Eve,
that
remember?
Was dog shit.
It was so bad, but I fucking loved watching
he
it.
He was like the racist
granddad. One of my favorite lines that he said was like, I can scrub me own balls, thank you.
I cannot believe that you remember that much of that film.
I watched it again.
Why?
I thought it was fun.
There's so much stuff to... Here's the thing about
really
Await
funny.
Further
it's
Instructions.
Like...
Await Further Instructions doesn't even have its own Wikipedia page. It is, yeah.
Oh, God.
It is one of like five things in his filmography that don't have their own Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Well, we get to see him, and then they escape to the big mirror room.
They, Harry and his sentient nine-eye jacket.
Yeah. Harry and his big no-seeing fabric.
Yep.
Which, if he puts down the wrong way up,
never find it again.
No, yeah, that's a nightmare.
And then he finds the mirror of Erised, looks into it and sees his parents, is enchanted for a moment, and then runs to fetch Ron out of bed.
Yeah.
Brings him back.
Do you reckon that he starts running away because his parents start kissing?
Oh, yeah. There's
yeah. If he watches longer and longer, their clothes fade away.
But, so...
Wait, no, sorry. Yeah, Harry just looking at his parents, then be like, wow. Then grabbing the mirror, tipping it upside down so his mum's clothes fall off. Like a novelty pen. Yeah, he gets Ron.
So he gets Ron, gets him out of bed, brings him back to the mirror and stands him in front of
wakes
the mirror.
Wakes him up, which wakes means up. That Ron is going to be fugly.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of the most anabolic things your body can do.
Yes, and sleep. He hasn't had time to put on his lipstick. And Harry brings him to the room with the mirror, gets him to stand in front of it and is like, see, you can see them. It's my parents. Which means that Harry thinks that this is his own personal dead parents' mirror.
I mean, that is not the craziest thing for him to assume in Hogwarts.
True, yeah, but
like,
it's like...
he's only acting on the truth that he has, which is, I look in mirror, I see parents. Therefore, you look in mirror, you see my parents.
Yeah. I reckon I don't know. I'd be like, do you see your parents?
Mm.
Do you see nothing? I'm crazy.
Hey, come look at this mirror with me. Am I there? Okay.
Weird.
Well, must be a regular mirror. Let's check the other ones.
And also, when he runs through the door with Ron under the cloak as well, he leaves what that day had become his most valuable possession on the dirty lino.
Yep.
As soon as they get through the door.
Yes, yes, yes. Do you think that as they... Yeah, Harry just doesn't have any respect for objects.
Yeah.
Do you think that as they make their way through the castle that they sit motorbike style?
Yes.
Harry's pressed it. Yeah, it's nice.
I think so.
Did you know?
Yes, tell me.
That in these scenes, Lily Potter was going to be portrayed by J.K. Rowling.
Really?
Until she said no. Because she's not an actor and didn't want to fuck it up.
Huh. So by was going to be played by, you mean someone asked?
Yes.
And wanted her to? The director?
Yeah. Oh. They requested. They thought it would be good. You know, it's like a nice nod to the fact that she's the mother of Harry Potter.
She doesn't speak.
Yeah. But she does later on in the film series. It's the same actor the whole way through.
Only a couple of sentences. And that's pretty cool because, like, and it's lucky that, like, she's dead. Please let me finish. It's lucky that she's dead because you can see the CGI that they had to, like the fixing up they had to do of Snape in the later movies.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Like, it was lucky that he had always had a high collar in these movies because can you imagine the old ass neck he would have had, the warbles by the end?
Yeah.
And like the CGI they had to do to kind of smooth out his face and
oh,
stuff.
Oh man,
but
the
like,
bulldog clips that are just on his neck holding all
his
skin
his
back
hair.
There.
Yeah. So, highlights for you in this chunk?
I liked Ron, the way Ron listed the parts about his dream. He was like, it's me. I'm Quidditch captain. I'm head boy. And I'm holding the Quidditch cup. I look good. Like, he's noticing just at the end that he's like, and I'm dummy thick. And through Ron's eyes, he's got this huge Kardashian.
Yeah. And... pussy game out of this world.
Yeah. Oh, I'm making me lips clap.
God, that sounds like stirring macaroni pussy.
Oh, boy.
And I can't hear it. I can just tell by looking.
You can just tell. Sometimes you can just tell.
Sometimes you can just tell. I reckon my highlights are probably... I think I really admired the Filch acting... I liked the Filch acting.
Yeah.
And always, it's always such a delight to see that wonderful Maine Coon as well. Mrs. Norris. She's beautiful.
Mrs. Norris is a beautiful cat.
How many cats played Mrs. Norris again? Is it just two?
I can't remember.
I think it's just two.
Sure.
Might be three.
It's nice that they have, I think it might be three, but it's so nice that they have that beautiful cat.
Just really good. And that he loves it. Like, don't try and make me hate this character who loves his cat.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Also, he's a squib. He's had a pretty rough go of it.
Yeah, man. He literally just cleans up people's waste.
Yeah.
He's... I don't know. Anyway, what are your feelings on Harry Potter, Demi?
No strong ones. What are your feelings about Harry Potter?
I have no strong feelings about Harry Potter.
Great. Thanks for listening. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.